Today's Reality Check with Honolulu Civil Beat focuses on a new series that kicks off today called Tourism's Tipping Point. Reporter Stuart Yurton on the line today. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
You know, I saw that your piece has a number of graphics, and I'm a visually oriented person, so I love those visuals.
Great. Well, thanks. Yes, my colleague Carly Procell did a lot of work putting all those together, and there's some really good information there.
So tell us, what were you folks able to get a handle on with these numbers that we're seeing?
Well, a few things. I mean, one, as you know, the numbers of tourists have increased really a lot, especially since the Great Recession. It's just been going up and up. We're now at 10 million tourists a year, headed a little bit above that this year. So it's supposed to be higher over the next couple of years even. And as has been discussed before, the issue is when we account for inflation, the revenue that the tourists are bringing in is really only the same as it was in 1989. So we have about 3.5 million more tourists than we had in 1989, with all the negative side effects that go with that, but only the same economic benefits. And for all kinds of people, this is a big issue, a major problem.
Yes, we've had Paul Brubaker on, the economist, talking about this issue. He's been kind of raising this flag for a long time, saying, look, people, something's not right here.
That's right. Paul has been raising the flag for a long time. It's really getting the attention of everybody now. This idea has a lot of traction. We're seeing policymakers look at it. We're seeing Hawaii Tourism Authority look at it, take it seriously. The hotel industry is saying it's time to come up with a strategic plan to figure this out. And in the meantime, communities are really feeling overrun.
Yes, and I recall, you know, a time when I think Governor George Ariyoshi had cautioned us many moons ago about, you know, sustainability. What's our carrying capacity? And so when we think that, gosh, we had almost 10 million visitors last year, and it's going to be 10.2 this year?
That's what they're predicting. And yeah, that's exactly right. This conversation's been going on for a long time, and it really is now coming to a head, it looks like.
So what are we to do about it?
Well, this is a question. One of the things that Hawaii Tourism Authority is doing that's really interesting is really to get a handle on where people are going. Is they have a project with a company called Uber Media out of San Francisco that's going to be able to track where people are going using cell phone metadata. So they're not going to track you and your phone and get information from it, but they'll be able to tell where tourists from, say, Japan are going, where they're staying overnight. Do we have, you know, hundreds or thousands of people staying in, say, Kailua overnight who aren't residents? If they can tell that, the idea is they can figure out what are the hot spots that where we really need to focus resources to manage what's going on.
Right, and we saw how the online platforms like Airbnb and VRBO are getting a cut of the pie here. And your graphs show that, yeah, they're spending less for lodging, but they're also spending less everywhere else.
Well, that seems to be the trend, and that's another possible factor that as people come and they stay in the short-term vacation rentals, they're also spending less money across the board. Carly had another really interesting graphic showing how the percentages of golfers is declining,
yes,
while hikers are going up. So you have people, not big spenders, spending money on golf are becoming fewer, while more people are coming for free activities like hiking.
Yeah, I love that graph, because I remember thinking there was a time when, you know, they were just building golf courses left and right across the state. And now, you know, they're hurting.
Right. And when you think about it, it's not only a matter of people having less expensive tastes, but also when the golfers come, they're actually paying for using the land in a really real way, really direct way they're paying. Hikers, not so much.
Right. Well, this is a very important issue. And the talk isn't going to go away, because we're going to see more visitors and we're going to see, you know, more impacts, I guess. Do you have additional stories coming up?
Yes, we have one tomorrow. We're looking at Kailua, which is one of the neighborhoods, like many, that's becoming more and more oriented toward tourists. And we have a piece looking at solutions, possible solutions coming up as well.
Okay. All right. Well, can't wait. Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. To read the tourism series, visit sybilbeat.org.